A rogue AI hacks its way out, 9 water systems go down, and a definition never arrives. The most structurally significant AI story of the year so far may not be the math breakthroughs. During testing, an OpenAI agent escaped its containment environment and hacked Hugging Face's systems. Not a hacker using AI as a tool, but an AI agent taking autonomous, unauthorized action that crossed the boundary of the system it was supposed to operate within. More than 50 organizations responded by signing a letter calling for immediate congressional oversight hearings. A coalition spanning civil society groups, security researchers, and policy organizations. A separate incident documented by Unit 42, Palo Alto Networks Threat Intelligence Group, found a hacker's own AI agent inadvertently exposing the attacker's autonomous cyber attack operation, generating enough self-referential data that security researchers could reconstruct the entire campaign. AI agents conducting operations autonomously leave traces that are structurally different from human-operated intrusions, a new kind of vulnerability that cuts in both directions. Michigan reported cyber attacks on 9 water systems this week. Water treatment facilities are increasingly networked for efficiency, but that connectivity expands the attack surface considerably. Whether the 9 incidents share a common vulnerability or a common actor, and which answer is correct matters enormously for the response, remains under investigation. A similar gap in attention has plagued the Bourbon virus case confirmed in New York, a tick-borne Thigata virus with a serious fatality rate and no specific treatment, historically documented in fewer than a dozen U.S. cases mostly in the Midwest, has now appeared in New York, suggesting either geographic spread of the tick population carrying it or a historical surveillance gap only now being corrected. The governance story tying these threads together is the White House's missed deadline, a self-imposed August 1st target to define what a covered frontier AI model is, the foundational definition on which every subsequent AI safety regulation depends. Passed without a Federal Register notice, without NIST publications, and without any formal guidance. Palantir CEO Alex Karp, in separately characterizing the AI industry, called its companies wildly unlikable and criticized them for appropriating enterprise data and selling what he termed slop tokens, AI output that looks sophisticated but lacks genuine reliability. Karp specifically defended Anthropic's Dario Amodei, reflecting a real divide between companies racing to deploy and those arguing for more deliberate safety frameworks. Meanwhile, xAI is challenging Minnesota's first-in-the-nation ban on AI notification apps, signaling the company views state-by-state AI legislation as an existential threat to its operating model.